Some people told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. He said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them. Do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now, I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. This weekend, our high schoolers are on retreat, and it's utterly amazing how many times, again and again, they encounter the living God on events like this. Simply take them out of the world, removing the distractions, making the fertile soil possible for them to receive the word of God. They hear the gospel proclaimed, the love of God, Jesus Christ's death and resurrection for them. They have a chance to receive the sacraments, go to confession, holy mass, adoration, receive prayer. And just that situation, they have the space to just encounter God and receive his love. And that right there happens all the time. So much more than fixing our problems, than self-help. We could talk to the teens for hours and the right things to do, the right process, the right steps, but that's nothing compared to encountering the Holy Spirit, the love of God, encountering Jesus Christ, who died and rose for them, encountering their Father, who calls them and tells them they are their beloved son and daughter. Compared to encountering the living God, everything else is straw. And God breaks in and does this all the time. In our own lives, we can try and produce fruit, but there's no such thing as self-help to make fruit. There's no such thing as trying harder to bear fruit. Fruit comes from union with the living God. Bearing the supernatural fruit is only possible with the Holy Spirit inside of us. And the power he has to raise Jesus Christ from the dead, he gives us that power and unites it to our own lives. And this happens all the time. Instead of figuring out, instead of self-help, union with Jesus Christ pleases God, is the best thing we can do for our neighbor as well. And it happens all the time. Let us turn to our mother. She is the one who is the master gardener. Mary knows exactly how to do this. Our role is simply to remove the weeds, and Mary knows exactly how to remove the weeds without it tugging on the roots of our hearts. Then once we remove the weeds, our Lord takes over, and he gives us everything. His Holy Spirit gives us all the nutrients, the growth we could possibly need to become one with Jesus on the vine and bear fruit for the Father. It happens all the time. All we need to do is turn to our mother, turn to our Lord in union with him. And from that simple act of prayer, love, the basics, God does amazing things. Mary, our mother, the master gardener, pray for us.